Hey there, Focus Forward fam. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. You know, those decisions we make in the heat of the moment that later leave us scratching our heads, wondering, what was I thinking? Quote. Well, buckle up because today's episode is all about mastering your emotional game so you can make smarter, more confident choices. Think of it like this. Your emotions are powerful forces, but they don't have to control you. You're the captain of this ship. First things first, let's talk about why emotional regulation is crucial for decision making. Imagine trying to drive a car while constantly battling a hurricane inside your head. That's what it's like trying to make clear decisions when you're riding an emotional roller coaster. Our feelings can cloud our judgment, distort our perceptions, and lead us down paths we wouldn't choose if we were level-headed. But the good news is, there are proven strategies to help us navigate those turbulent waters. Here are 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence and decision-making skills. 1. Know your triggers. What sets you off? Is it traffic jams, a demanding boss, or a late email? Identifying your emotional triggers is like having a cheat sheet to understanding your own personal minefield. Once you know what sends you spiraling, you can develop coping mechanisms and strategies to diffuse the situation before it blows up. Think of it like knowing where the landmines are. You'll be able to navigate them with more caution and finesse. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever noticed how your mind races when you're stressed? It's like a hamster wheel spinning out of control. Mindfulness is all about bringing awareness to the present moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Imagine it as hitting the pause button on that mental hamster wheel. Techniques like deep breathing exercises, meditation, or even just taking a few minutes to focus on your senses can help calm the storm within. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Our thoughts heavily influence our emotions. So if you're constantly telling yourself, "I can't handle this," guess what? You probably won't be able to. Instead, try reframing those negative thoughts into positive or at least neutral ones. For example, instead of saying, "This project is going to be a disaster," try saying, "This project is challenging, but I'm capable of finding solutions." Little changes in your internal dialogue can make a big difference in how you feel and how you approach situations. 4. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide invaluable support and perspective. Sometimes just voicing your feelings out loud can help release the pressure and clear your head. Remember, even superheroes have sidekicks. 5. Take care of yourself. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you feel physically and emotionally well-rested, you're better equipped to handle challenges and make sound decisions. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager, who's about to present a crucial pitch to potential investors. She's been working tirelessly on the project, but she's also feeling incredibly stressed about meeting expectations. As she walks into the room, her heart is racing and her palms are sweating. Suddenly, she remembers all those times she's let anxiety get the best of her in high-pressure situations. But then, Sarah takes a deep breath, focusing on each inhale and exhale. She visualizes herself calmly delivering the presentation, engaging the audience, and confidently answering questions. She reminds herself that she's prepared, knowledgeable, and capable. The result? Sarah delivers an outstanding presentation, leaving a lasting impression on the investors. Her emotional regulation strategies helped her stay focused, calm, and in control, leading to a positive outcome. So there you have it. Mastering your emotions is like leveling up in life. It gives you the power to navigate challenges with grace, make smarter decisions, and achieve your full potential. Remember, it's not about suppressing your feelings but about understanding them, managing them effectively, and using them as fuel for growth. Ready to take charge of your emotional game? Start by implementing one or two of these strategies today. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some emotional intelligence boost. And don't forget to connect with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. See you in the next episode, Focus Forward fam.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.